Good morning, everyone. You know, we always stand up here and say that Transformed is like none other that we've had before. And honestly, this was like none other that we've had before, because we started out yesterday morning with a couple of testimonies of really miraculous things that have happened in the lives of the women in our church and the families in our church. And what ended up happening is God came in such a way that we actually ministered for over 2 hours and missed two of our sessions. From the very first word out, that's what happened. And it was just so powerful, right, ladies? I mean, it just was so powerful. We started the early morning, like at 6 or 7:30, we started praying as a leaders team. And we already had women walking in attendees, and they just joined in prayer. And Stephanie came in. This is Stephanie. Wave your hand, darling. This is Stephanie. And Stephanie was suffering with a really terrible sinus infection, to the point her whole side of her face was swollen. They put her on two antibiotics and thought they were going to have to drain it. But God miraculously healed her standing right there. And so that is really what started it off. So that was so exciting to see that happen and to know that God was already there ahead of us. I mean, it was just so cool. So I'm going to ask Pastor Michelle to come and speak first, because I want her to talk, because then she'll get the rest of these girls talking. So I know. So, but ladies, I really want to, I want you to talk, but please, time is short. So, you know, let's be wise.
Okay. Every time I'm not sure on what I'm really going to say. Thanks, babe. But it truly was. I've been to many of these, and this truly was one like no other. And I think one of the main reason was because we had so many women. Well, every woman there was so open to receive. They came. Our very first session is, are you hungry? And we actually didn't even get to that, because they were hungry. We didn't have to figure out if they are hungry or not. They were up there ready for it. So I think that's what, when we're hungry and we make that decision to step forward and show God that, okay, we're here. This is what we want. We're ready to receive. We want to change. He comes. He will never let us down. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is that I think every single woman here was touched, and in some major, major ways. And so, let's see. I don't know who I should start off with. Oh, okay. I'll let Annette talk first.
Okay. Well, I guess my favorite part was that the sweet, sweet Holy Spirit was just so evident in an actual tangible way, because the first song that we started in worship, after I was done, I opened my eyes and there was just a haze in the room. And I'm like, I looked at Kendra, I said, is it smoky? And I walked through the room like this, trying to smell where the smoke was coming from, but it was not smoke. It was God. And then last night, same exact thing. We were worshiping, and many of us, we opened our eyes and we're like, whoa, so cool. God is tangible. He's real. And so that, to me, and it's so incredible, because I feel like I'm on this great journey right now where God and I are like this. But there was so much even more. He's always ready to give more to a hungry heart. So, amen.
I was going to speak anyhow coming here. I thought, I'm Stephanie, and I'm new in this church, so a lot of you don't know me. And James and I just started attending a couple of months ago, and went through a few churches before we really found a home, and right away I knew this was home. I'm going to try not to cry, but Thursday I had a lot of pain in my eye, and I thought, wow, I don't know what this is. And so Friday I went to work, and I kept complaining to James, because I'm good about that. And so Friday I went to work, and I called James, and I said, I have to go to a doctor. I can't take the pain anymore. My face is really swollen, and everybody at work, I work with nurses, said, you had a stroke. And I'm like, I did not, and I wasn't going to claim that. So I called James, said, I'm going to go to the Medi Center. I went there and I prayed all the way and I thought, please let this be simple. I'm starting to look deformed. And my eye was puffy, it was completely closed, my mouth was all swollen, my whole face, left side. So he gets in there, he goes, oh, this is not good. And I'm like, oh, that isn't what you want your doctor to start off with. And he goes, you have a really bad sinus infection. And I thought, oh, okay, I can deal with this. So he said, I'm going to put you on two strong antibiotics. If it doesn't work, I'm going to drain it. And I said, okay. Well, Friday night started, I left work really early, went home. James got home, and he said, I'm going to go get you a heating pad. So he went to the store and got me that, and I kept thinking, oh, I need to go because I invited somebody, and I really knew what I would receive if I came to the woman's transformation. And so I got up Saturday morning, and it wasn't looking better, and the pain was throbbing. It had its own little heartbeat, and I thought, okay. I said, if any place where I need to be is there, not a doctor's, not a hospital, but I'm going to go where there's women that can pray on me. So I went in, and I think I interrupted their prayer, and I said, I'm bringing a friend, and I need prayer, and blah, 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 and they put hands on me, and instantly I felt the strong heat and the swelling. I could feel it going down, and I thought, oh, this is weird, and I kept going, wow, wow. So I turned to my sister, Aunt Sally, and I said, wow. She goes, haven't you received that before? And I go, no. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, feel it. She goes, it's gone down. And I go, it has, and I had no pain at all. And I was just like, this, I'm like, oh my gosh. I kept thinking, what else could they pray for me for? And so I kept touching my face. And I was like, oh, it's down. I can feel it. And because it was all numb. And all day I kept saying, wow. I'm like, this is a wow factor. So, but, you know, that's what God can do. And he healed me from that infection. And I thought, well, I don't need the antibiotic. Yes, I do need the antibiotic. But I needed to put him first, to call on him first, because I knew that he was going to heal my infection, as well as healing my soul and guiding me into the place where I need to be, and to be more committed, to be obedient, to know that I can't do it alone, and I can't put anybody else first, not even James. I have to call on him first, and he will guide me into the place I need to be. These ladies were awesome. They were great. They fed me like I needed to be fed. Michelle gave an awesome, awesome story. The glass, I kept staring in it, wrote on it twice. When I went to go to break it, it shattered, and I thought, ooh, this is another wow. So, and all the ladies just had so many, the teachers. I taught and learned so much from them. It was fun to see Annette over zealous with laughter. I was almost jealous, but it was fun. It was too fun. That was one of my stories I told James. But anyhow, thank you guys. I'm glad I'm here. I'm going to pass this on to someone else.
God is just so awesome and so amazing, and truly, I don't even have words for what God did in me. Other than I tried to explain it this morning to my husband. I said, you know when you get that pit in your stomach when someone tells you something really, really bad, or someone hurts you really, really bad, and it's like that deep pit. I got a feeling of the Holy Spirit that went to that pit. And it was of joy, and it kept coming. And I don't even want to know what I did. I could hear something going on, like laughing. But I got this joy, and it didn't matter. It was seriously the Holy Spirit in me. And every time my flesh would try to go, no, I would get this, I don't even know, like a wave of the Holy Spirit would come, and it was coming out in laughter, but it was joy in that pit, literally erasing every sorrow, every pain, every hurt, every bad thing that has ever happened in my life. And God knew I needed joy, I guess, because I went home. I was like drunk in the Spirit, literally. And I couldn't like talk. I tried to talk. I couldn't drink water, and I was so thirsty. I've been laughing for a long time. And like an hour to a long time. And my husband, like, helped me get upstairs and made me go to bed. And I just laid there and I was like, it would just keep bubbling up. And I'm sure it was, I fell asleep laughing in the spirit. And I just, the victory that I feel that I have, that it's almost like air, like life within me, bubbling out. And I just, I'm so thankful for men and women of God that press in, and they want the body to press in. And I'm not going to apologize for my actions last night, though I really want to, but because I'm sure it was a funny sight. But the thing is, if God moves you that way, don't hold back. If he calls you, don't hold back. And I believe an act of forgiveness that I did earlier in that afternoon that I didn't want to do, but I knew that I needed to do, is what allowed the Holy Spirit to do what he needed to do within me. So I just challenge you to not hold back, even if it's not your comfort zone and it's not your thing. It doesn't matter, because God can do a work in you that you don't care what anyone else does or anyone else thinks, because it's powerful and it's real, and he's going to get the glory for it.
Hi, you guys probably don't know me yet, but my name is Tanya Hooker, and I am, this is my first Sunday at the church. Yesterday was my first, transformed with these women here, and it was just amazing. The way the Holy Spirit came and worked on us all day long, it was just crazy, and I seriously felt like I was there for 3 hours, but it was like 13. And, we got there at 8 in the morning, and it, all of a sudden it was 2 o'clock, and I felt like it had been 20 minutes. And so it was just really, really good all day long. And, I mean, our bodies were tired. I was yawning at 5, and I was there until like 8:45. But at 5 o'clock I was yawning, and I couldn't hardly, my flesh was just so tired. But my spirit was so excited, and I still just felt like the time was just flying by. And I think David is the only one who knows this, but I was having a really hard time with, I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit before, but I've never had the manifestation of speaking in tongues. And I was always fighting it, and I was always thinking, that's not for me, it's only for certain people, and, you shouldn't, I had a hard time. I was rationalizing it with my mind, and I was overthinking it completely. And last night, I just let go, and Gaylene helped me through the process, and I spoke in tongues for the first time last night, and yeah, super exciting. I know, I was like, just, it was amazing. And so I'm really excited to work on building up my spirit with this new gift that I have, and having these ladies help me through this journey of, our spiritual warfare in this life, because this is flesh. This is temporary. Our spirit and God is what is eternal. And so I'm really excited to get this gift and start building my spirit up and be able to fight the spiritual fight and not a fleshly fight, because that's not what it's about in this life. It is about God 100% and eternity in heaven. So that's what we need to be working on.
A lot of times we try to explain away the Holy Spirit because it is such a foreign concept to our flesh. But the scripture is so clear in Jude 20 that we're to build ourselves up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And we're not teaching anything that's not biblical. And these women are so hungry for more of God that they really don't care. And that is what is so exciting, is to see them get to that point where God just takes over, and they're just, their spirits are just, you can see this little dried up sponge just growing and just expanding with the presence of God in there that's just flowed into them. And it's so exciting to witness this. It's so exciting. So, okay, Brenda, Pastor Brenda. my dear friend.
Pastor Brenda, always. Wow. I was thinking, you know, that all of us have like a book that, you know, we are like a book, and we have this huge story, you know. So I'm not going to tell you that story. I'm just going to tell you that my chapter has closed. And, you know, Gaylene really gave me the words today that my morning has turned into dancing. And, you know, I kind of held back a little bit yesterday, but then, you know, so Pastor Gaylene, she called me up, and she had her team surround me, and I've never felt, I've never felt such a release in my entire Christian life, which has been for a very long time. And I am free today, and my sorrow has turned to mourning. And I just thank the Lord for what he's doing. And don't hold back. You know, if you have, all of us have had baggage, don't hold back. You know, God wants to free us up so that we can be free in him. You know, it's his will. It's his will for us to be free. It's his will that we can dance and sing and praise him like he wants us to. And so don't hold back. You know, why do we hang on to all that stuff? You know, why do we hang on to it? There's no reason anymore. You know, and God's amazing. So today, this is your day to start to close whatever has been going on in your life, to be free in Jesus. And let him do what he wants to do in you and through you. The enemy wants nothing more than to hold you trapped up inside. It's him. If there's any negative going on in you, it's not God. It's the enemy holding you back from what God wants to do in you and through you. God has a purpose and a plan for you. And today is your day. People, church, this is your day to step out and do what God wants you to do through him. Amen. So I say today, and I hope that you take it with all you got, but let God do what God wants to do in you. Don't hang on to the crud, the garbage that the enemy has placed on you. Take it off. It's like old clothes. I don't like old clothes. I like new stuff. I like to go shopping and grab the new. I like to carry those new stuff out of the store. God says, I don't know who it's for today, but God says, come on, put some new clothes on. Take the ugly stuff off and put the new man on. God never made us to go through the old man and keep him on. Amen? Amen. Some of us yesterday, literally, this is what I'm going to say. I feel like I was saved all over again. I was saved all over again. I believe that Jesus Christ came back into my heart where I haven't felt him for so long. But I believe that I was saved yesterday. Because you know what? I was this close, honestly, of giving it all up because of the pain and the sorrow in my own life. But it's because I allowed it to come in. I became that victim mentality. And no longer will I have it. That's what I put on my mirror yesterday. No more victim. No more victim. I am free. Amen. So go with God. That's what I say today. Go with God. Stand up and be the man and the woman of God that he's called you to be. Take off the crud and throw it down. Stomp on it and say, this is not me any longer. I'm a new man. Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor Brenda. Let me just say, you guys, that this is a new day for Church on the Move, because the enemy tried to take out a whole section of leaders, and he didn't win. Dan, he didn't win. So we're going to see a new day at Church on the Move because this is your day, James. This is your day, brother. Amen. Okay. I want a new person besides, you know, I need a new one. Oh, come on.
That's a friend for you. Hi, my name is Araceli Sanchez. You can call me Sally. If you can't say Araceli. I was a visitor. Stephanie invited me, and the whole time, I could have made some money. I could have went to work or come to this event yesterday, and I kept telling my husband, I don't know why, but I am struggling within me. I'm struggling, you know, whether to go or not go, and I would never give a second thought to attending anything that had to do with God. I'd be there. But something in me, I want to label it with fear, but I know fear is not the answer. But I felt this overwhelming feeling of, I knew I needed to come, but I was making excuses why not to come. We have been struggling. We have a church that we attend, but we've been struggling because we don't have a church building now. But so I've been kind of praying and seeking new direction, the Lord to guide us. But when I went to this meeting yesterday with these ladies here, I never expected to get what I got, but I got what I got, and it was an awesome thing. I thought I was free from some things that I've been carrying on in my marriage for quite a long time now. I thought I was completely free. I thought I had left at the cross at the feet of Jesus, but it was obvious that I had not, because yesterday when I went there, as Sister Brenda said, I was set free. I was set free, and now I believe that I can love my husband, Timothy, the way God wants me to love him. Because I have not been the Christian wife that God called me to be to him. And babe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have not been the wife that supposed to be to you and love you the way I'm supposed to love you, respect you as a man of our household. But you know, when you hold on to resentment, to anger, to frustration, that is way beyond your understanding why it happened. My husband knows what I'm talking about. When you hold on to it, does nothing but make you bitter inside. It makes you put up walls. Well, no one will come close enough to hurt you again. But I thank God that I said yes to Stephanie's invitation, because those walls were taken down. There's not a brick left. There's no walls to keep me anymore. I know it will try to happen, but I know that I can't allow that one more day to happen anymore. I want to be free. God has called us as his children to be free, not to be in bondage anymore. And you know, yesterday we had this thing where we broke some chains. Wasn't it you, Angela, you know? And when I wrote those sins that were holding me down, when I wrote them on that piece of paper attached to those chains, and when I broke them, I literally felt like my heart just opened up. I felt this thing in my heart where it just felt like it opened up and set me free. So don't, if you have anything that's kept keeping you back from going forward in the Lord, don't hold on anymore. Like they said, this is the time, this is the day to start a new day. Don't hold back anymore to that baggage.
This is Kim Cook, and Kim is Annette Rogers' sister.
I'm right here with you. You're good. And I don't like talking about it.
That's okay.
God is just so amazing. Like, I cannot say it enough how amazing he is. I came, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to deal with this and this. And I walked in, and that's my Angela and my Barb. Let me just say that. They walk straight up to me, and Barb's like, oh, by the way, today you're dealing with this, and you're breaking this. And I'm like, what? And she called it out. Like, no, she flat out said it. I was like, who do you think you are? But I was like, what is going on? But it was, yeah. No, but these people are so amazing, and there's just so much love, so much love. I feel like I've known you guys forever, and when my sister said she had an awesome church, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're all awesome. But no, like, You guys are awesome. But I was able to break, you know, some spiritual ties I haven't been able to break in years. I've tried and I've wanted it. And I've been preparing all week and I'm like, I want this, you know. And I was just so hungry for it. And we totally did skip the first couple sections. I don't know what happened to the first, like, 4 hours. They really disappeared. But and not only that, I was able to deal with unforgiveness that I was holding on to that I couldn't, like, I just didn't want to, and I was able to get to that point where I wanted to, and I got so much breakthrough just through my mom, seeing my mom. My mom is an amazing person. She raised 10 of us, dude. She's amazing. So she's wanted the gift of tongues so much. She's wanted that, and I've always seen her, and she's like, well, maybe it's not for me, and, like, we've talked about it and stuff, and I was like, no, Mom. I was like, you know, and I've prayed for it, and I'm like, okay, I hope she gets it. And last night, to see her get it was a breakthrough for me, like, just in how faithful God is, and that, you know, when you press through, when you press in, and when you want it, and all I have to say, Mom, is that's another tool, because let's war. We got a lot going on in our family, and that is another tool, you know? And the same thing, to see my sister being totally slain and drunk in the spirit, she used to be like, we'd go to youth camps, all those people are faking. And I'm like, so to see that, it was so awesome. I was just like, it's just so, like, you couldn't, it was just amazing. It was amazing. Just a whole freshness, fresh, new. It's awesome.
Yeah. Good job.
Woo!
What I loved about this was that there were so many new women, and there were so many women that received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Could you just raise your hand if you did for the first time receive? Up high so everybody can see. Okay, and Rena did. She was last night. She's ill this morning, but Rena did. So there was a lot of women that received so, so much. Like we've said already, we skipped the first two sessions and just blaze through on 4 hours of just ministry. But I want my daughter to come, because Sarah spoke yesterday and she was scheduled to give a testimony, but she taught a session that wasn't planned, but it was so powerful. So I want my daughter Sarah to talk.
What she's trying to tell you is that I talked a lot, which I'm good at apparently. My transformed really started last weekend when Stephen went, and I dealt with a lot this week. God really showed me who I used to be, and I was so timid. I was so shy. I really believed that I could sit behind Stephen and cheer him on, and that God would take us places with me just following alongside Stephen. And this past week, he really opened my eyes to the call of God on my life as a woman, as a wife, and just as a woman in our home. And so I was dealing with all this stuff, and then Wednesday morning, I woke up, and I just had this fight inside of me for the women in the homes of our church and just in Christian marriages or not Christian marriages, anywhere, women in homes. And I just felt like I needed to wage warfare for these women who were dealing with all this stuff or were content to just stand behind their husband and let him run the race for them and stand up and be the men of God that they needed to be. And I didn't feel like I had a place anywhere else but behind him. And so in praying about all of this, I mean, I told the women what I looked like, and it was quite embarrassing. But I really felt like I was waging warfare for your families, even the women who didn't go. I just want you guys to know that I'm praying for your families, for the things that you deal with, the things that you try to keep in secret, the things that you don't want to share with people. I'm waging warfare so that those chains are broken off of your families. And before this week, everything that I dealt with, I would have never gone up there and shared all of my experiences, my garbage, the things that I didn't want people to see. But God had anointed me to say those words, because that's just what he asked me to do. And I was scared out of my mind. I was so scared. I thought I was going to throw up the whole night before, the whole morning that I was getting ready. But I really felt like that's what God wanted me to say. And so this is just a new is I really feel like it's a new me, and I was going to come up here and try and convince the women that I was contained last night and that I was that I was behaving myself, but the Lord had a different plan, and every time His Holy Spirit shows up, I am just drunk and gone everywhere. So it was great. I loved it. I'm really excited that I'm a different person today than I was a few days ago, and I was really excited to meet some of these women. And just hear their hearts and where they've come from and see them open up and truly receive from God. So it was a huge blessing and an honor to be able to be with you guys this weekend.
That's my girl. Okay, Miriam.
Darling, come on. I really want you to...
You want to talk about a battle that the enemy raged to get this woman not to attend Transform. She's a different woman standing here than she was last week. Yes?
Yes. Completely. I'm just not very good at talking. All I want to say that, yeah, it was really hard. But I knew God was there. And I knew that He will make it work. And it was just amazing. I went to an encounter before. And it was good. But this one was great. It was just awesome. I got lots of joy. There was lots of joy there at the end. But God put lots of love in my heart and joy. It was just amazing.
So when they're talking about joy, we had... Sarah and Annette and Angela and Ashton and Kendra. Was there anybody else that wigged out? Who? Miriam. Yeah, all of these women were laughing hysterically for hours. It wasn't just a little bit. It was a lot. And I'm sure their stomach muscles hurt really bad this morning. But, okay. Let me look. Yolanda? Come on.
Hello, my name is Yolanda Hewitt, and I felt really blessed to be there yesterday, last night, through the whole thing. And yes, I witnessed an amazing transformation watching these ladies. It was great. I felt, for me, and I have to be honest, I felt for me, I wish I could stand up here and have the testimony that they're giving. But for me, I did not get filled with the Holy Spirit, but the gals prayed so hard over me. Everybody tried so hard, but I'm not giving up, but I felt when I was praying over here this morning, I felt the touch of the Holy Spirit. So I know something's happening here, and I'm not giving up because I know God's not giving up on me. So I'm hanging in there, and I think it was just wonderful, which I don't want to put a damper on things, but it was all wonderful. But when I left, I felt rejected, and I'm not somebody who deals with rejection well. So when I left, I thought, well, and I'm not trying to be funny, but this is what came into my heart. I thought, well, maybe I should join the convent or something because, I don't know, maybe I should be a nun. Because I just thought, you know, I just thought, what good am I if I'm not going to be able to share a story, you know, or have that Holy Spirit. So I just, when I went to bed, I felt warm and I felt good. And I thought, okay, this is just God's way of telling me everything's going to be fine. Don't give up because He's not going to give up on me. So amen to that. That's it. Thank you.
She slept good. What we tried to get across yesterday is all of this is such a process. It's not, for some, it can be instantaneous, but for most, it's a walking your faith out daily. It's a continual walking forward and being content in what God is doing in you today. Is there anybody else that wants to talk? Vicki?
First of all, I want to say thank you for the man food. Pastor Mike and Brian did an awesome job because a lot of us were exhausted by 5 o'clock. We are yawning.
But I think the man food is what gave the body the energy to keep the spirit going. And I want to say, I wasn't going to go. Last Sunday, I sat there and said, I'm not going. It's the same old stuff. I've been there, done 100 of them. And then Monday, Gay posted something on Facebook, and it was like, oh, you're going. You're supposed to be there. And yesterday morning, the Lord knocked it off its axis because it was not the same old. And I need to say thank you to Sarah and to Kelly. They started it. They opened the door. And yesterday's word has to be transparency, because they were so transparent that they knocked down so many walls at the beginning that the women could do nothing but then just say, oh my God, this is where I need to be. There's something for me. There's somebody who understands. And so that was the whole day. And David, you have a gem of a young lady that she was so willing to be a part of yesterday, knowing that this was going to be her first day with all of us and doesn't know any of us. And she was just so open. And a couple ladies admitted they came with walls, but the Lord just knocked them down from the beginning. And for me, the big thing was, I thought, you know, I'm a caregiver like Sally and Stephanie. We understand this. We give. This is what we're supposed to do. We're wives. We're caregivers. We give. We don't take the time to receive. And Gaylene called me out last night. And Barb and Lynette and all of them, and would not let me just sit back and pray for the other women to receive, you know, off on the sidelines. They made me come up and realize that it's okay to give, but it's better to receive, because when you need it, I hear you laughing at me, Sandy. It's your turn next, honey. And so I just want to say that it was an amazing experience, and it was not the same old, same old. The Lord really did show up, and he knocked everything different. And these women, and I want to say to the women who are part of our church who didn't get to make it, I'm sorry you didn't get to make it, but for you ladies who are of the same age as I am, I'm 44, I'll admit it. I learned yesterday that we have so many young women in this church who need us to take them by their hand and be transparent with them and walk with them and help them get through some things that they are dealing with and help them through the process, because they don't know. They don't know that they can, and that they can survive and they can get through this. So for you women, you're every woman in this church, Joanne, Brenda, every single one of you women are valid in this church. You have something to give to the younger women, you know, in my area and younger, to walk beside each other and to help each other through these things that we are needing help through. Because like Gaylene said, it is a new day in this church. There's a power in this church that the Lord is giving, and he's giving it to the women as well as to the men. So when you see a younger counterpart, a younger lady in your church that you think could use your hand, she can. And don't give up on her. Take her hand and keep walking with her.
I only caught the tail end. I was elsewhere where I did want to be, sort of. But when my family decided to go home early yesterday, I couldn't get here fast enough. Just couldn't get to the church fast enough. I wanted to do a little follow-up on Yolanda. We have a little history together that I'm gradually remembering more and more of. When she told me this morning how well she slept last night, I want you to know that was a great victory. So what she sounded, she was kind of talking this, but I want you to know that was a victory. And the warmth was a victory. And it is a process. And Yolanda's not discouraged. And I want you to know that there was an up here. It just wasn't the same. We're all different. But the two things I want to say, because I came in so late and I didn't get that first 4 hours. But I have heard Lynette and Gaylene for many years. In fact, I was 44 when I came to this church, and I've been here a while. Lynette spoke with such a quiet authority on transformation. It was different than I've ever heard it. And it just ushered, and I was really glad when she said that there was a fog in the room, because I was just getting ready to take off my glasses and clean them. It was amazing. But Gaylene has walked into a new level of authority that is absolutely awesome. She does not take no for an answer. No one can stand be there and have her come to them and say, oh, and no. It's a new authority. In church, we are going to benefit in an amazing way as Gaylene has gone through this last year, this huge growth spurt. And she was great before. But she has so pushed in, so pressed in, and God has released such an authority in her that we will never be the same. We will just never be the same. So we should be rejoicing and just with hunger and anticipating, walk to the next level, rise to the next level, and we have a team that's going to take us there.
Good morning. I wasn't going to go yesterday. I kind of fought it for probably a week. And oh, I was like, oh, I just wanted to be with my family. I'd been gone and out of state gone. Not mentally, but I don't know. That's questionable. Anyway, I was out of state and I wanted to be at home with my family. And so I had texted Gaylene the day before, and then we come to church and I'm listening to the men, and then what got me is Stephen, and when Pastor Dan started talking, I'm like, oh Lord, and then I feel the tears. And so I turned to my husband, honey, I really think I probably should go. And he pulls out an envelope with my name on it, transformed, $20 already in the envelope. And I said, how did you know? And he just, his cheesy little grin. So then I knew. The Holy Spirit already told him. And so I was like, oh. So I knew I had to go. And yesterday, I wasn't feeling really well, so I kind of stayed in the background a little bit, or pretty much all day, and observing. I was touched when Sarah got up there. That did me in. And Nancy, when she starts crying, that really does me in. Where are you? I love you, Nancy. And so anyway, I was really just kind of quiet. And at the end, Gaylene looks at me, do you want to be prayed for? Oh, well, yeah, maybe not. She goes, get up here. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I get up there, and I thought, oh, no, Lord, please don't have me start laughing, because this is what I said. If I do, I'm going to wet my pants for sure. Please don't have that happen. And then Gaylene goes, no, I don't think it's the joy thing. I'm like, okay. And she said, it's the in your gut filling you up with love thing. And so when she started praying, then she goes, do you speak in tongues? Well, yeah. She goes, well, then do it. And I did. And so there was a breakthrough. I want people to see what God sees, because I don't always see that. And so I really do want people to see what God sees. And so that kind of sparked something in me yesterday. So anyway, Reggie, I love you. The enemy is not taking you out, son. And Dad and I are going to be sure of that. And Sarah, she really spoke to me. She said, you have to pray for your kids. And we do, but it really sparked something in me. Reggie, God has a call on your life, and Satan is not taking you out. And I want you to press in and fight for yourself, too. Dad and I always do. But he has a call on your life, son. And I love you. Husband, thank you for being such a wonderful leader in our home. I love you.
Well, last week, well, first of all, let's just give God praise, because he is doing great things in people's lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. That when we pray, you answer. When we call upon you, you're there, Lord. God, you're there before we even ask. God, you're on your way. We thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, ladies, I'm going to have the ladies come and stand in the front, because Last week, it was an amazing move of the Lord, even after the testimonies, because I believe there were individuals that were touched who didn't get to go to Transform for the men last week, and I believe there's women in here who could really use a touch from God right now. See, we are finite beings, and we tend to think of everything in a tangible reality, and that's not God. He's supernatural. And so what doesn't make sense in the natural can still happen in the supernatural. So I'm going to let you know that I believe that there's someone that can come up today, a woman, and receive prayer from one of these women, and that they're going to be touched by God, even as if you were here all day yesterday. Can you believe with me that God can do that? That God can transform a life? That He's your healer? Nick, let's just do a song. And as the song plays, ladies, just come on up and have them pray for you. Thank you, Lord.
The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Couldn't hold you down. We're gonna live. lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Cause the enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Cause the enemy has been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Because the enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Because the enemy's been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy. Thank you for our freedom, God. Thank you, Lord, that we are set free, Lord. Thank you, God, that we don't have to be bound by chains or shackles or mindsets or anything, any lies of the enemy from the past. God, we're free, Lord. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your truth, your word, God, will set us free. It will make us free, Lord. We receive the truth from the Holy Spirit today into our lives that we're accepted in the Beloved. We accept the truth that says we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that you're doing a great thing in your people today. You're doing a great work. You're extending your love into these lives that were broken. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to just give everyone who was at the yesterday's Transform and last week's Transform, I want to let you know this, that the reason that we're set free is not so we can run around and yell that we're free. The reason that we're set free is so we can run out and find those that are in chains, that those who are bound, those who do not know the freedom that we live in, and we bring them to the freedom giver, and that's Jesus Christ. If we just keep our freedom to ourselves, then it truly isn't freedom. We've reached, chained ourselves all over again to just a mindset that we just walk around and say, I'm happy, I'm happy. No, we take the freedom that we've been given and we bring it to people who are lost and dying. Amen? So I charge you, go reach this Yakima Valley one life at a time. Amen? Man, God bless you all. That goes for everyone here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.